The radical mastery method is really a method of looking at the human being and the human experience in through a different set of filters, a different way of looking at oneself. You as an individual are a human being with a mind, and that mind runs various programs. Let's call them programs, or belief systems we can call them, but I like to call them programs because it makes them easier to be understood in a less personal way, because almost all of them are common to almost all of us. So some of us may be running some of them or all of them, but all of us are running some of them. And these programs are programs that have been, when we're born, let's say we're a blueprint. And then as time goes by through our experience with home and parents and school and various things, on that blueprint, we start to have imprints. And these imprints are our belief systems. And these programs, these belief systems reside in our subconscious. And we have a conscious mind that's aware of the things going on. We have a conscious mind that's not very often aware of what's going on in the subconscious. And the subconscious is what colors our view of ourselves and the outside world. So my methodology is to firstly highlight that to people. And secondly, as the Buddha spoke, and as many wise people talk about this quality of being the witness or the observer to one's own experience, getting separation from being in the movie of life that we have and being able to take a little step back and possibly just be the witness to the life experience and the story that we weave into it. So meditation and self-observation and self-inquiry are some of the tools. Dancing and yoga are some of the things that take us out of being identified with our thought and more into an embodied space where we can get some separation from our thoughts and see them for what they are, which is not a truth, but let's say the truth of an experience if we buy into that, if we are deeply identified with that. So my role in somebody's journey is to point that out to them, say to them, you are perfect the way you are, and being a human being is an experience of running programs that tell us we're not good enough, that tell us we're not enough, that we're not lovable, that we're not perfect, that this, that, and the other, because those are all the messages that on some level, trauma makes a bigger imprint on our system than joy and stuff. Those are some of the messages that we received when we were kids through various experiences. And they weren't necessarily what the interactions with those other people were. They were trying to do to us, but often those are the things that we take. When our parents say to us, you know, ah, la, 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 you didn't do this today, we get the feeling that we're not good enough, or we get the feeling that we're unsafe. So there are two basic human experiences that I'm alluding to here. One is the belief that a human being has something wrong with them and needs to change. And the other one is the belief that a human being is a human being with all these myriad of different human experiences, and let's celebrate that. So if we were doing a flow chart and we had me or you, or the human being, and then two arrows going off, one into the side of celebration and the other one in the side of I'm not good enough. What that actually does to the subconscious and to our experience is it creates disconnection from the connectedness of consciousness. So each of us in our lives will have had an experience where we're fully conscious and we're fully connected and we're celebrating because we feel like we've done something great and we feel like we're in flow and in tune with the whole world and it's there to support us. And then the other one is when we feel depressed or down or anxious and we feel very separate and really cut off from the connection to that external world and the external consciousness. And those two experiences have very different effects on our physiology and our experience of us in connection with the outside world. And when we're in celebration mode, we really are connected and we're joyous and we're free and we feel good. And from a space of feeling good, it's very easy to rewrite belief systems, to install new software, new programs, more programs that are more self-serving. So my whole method is about radical acceptance, fully accepting who you are. And in the beginning, that's quite difficult. Conceptually, it's easy. And then in the framework of the conscious in relation to the subconscious and the unconscious, it's difficult. And that's where I come in. I'm skilled in this particular area. I'm skilled in the area of communication and human connection. And those three things together, my skill in the area, my skill around human connection, my understanding of the psychology, and the way I bring my method in is to say to you, you are perfect the way you are. And if there's some things you want to change, let's change that by firstly celebrating where you're at right now, not wronging you, not telling you you're bad, not running any of those negative programs, because they will make it very difficult for you to change, because they keep us caught in this negative feedback loop. And what we're going to do is we're going to start to find out what programs you're running that don't serve you, to look at what the origins of those are, and to start to overwrite them. And that takes some intellectual work, and it also takes some physical work. It's a combination of mind and body, because we are those things, not one or the other in isolation, but the two of them in tandem. And that's what creates change. And so we're not changing from a point of believing that there's something wrong with us that needs to change. We're changing from the viewpoint of, this is how I am, and it's great, and I want to bring these qualities into my life. I want to run these programs instead of those programs. And together, we will do that for you.